This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Eat out or dine in? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Eating out at restaurants and bars got more expensive in March, according to the Consumer Price Index. Meanwhile, groceries, as in eating at home, actually got a little cheaper. And yet, Americans are still eating out a lot. Spending at restaurants and bars was up 13% in March compared to a year ago. That's according to the Census Bureau. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more.
Call it revenge dining.
There's a real pent-up demand to get back out into the world again and eat out.
James Cook is director of retail research at commercial real estate company JLL, which just put out a report on the restaurant industry and is a marketplace underwriter. He says demand is especially high for takeout and fast food, but reservations for sit-down dining are growing too, mostly in the Sunbelt states.
Like Florida, Texas, Arizona.
But getting enough staff to meet that demand is still a challenge, says Emily Williams-Knight, president of the Texas Restaurant Association.
There may be an hour wait and guests see open tables, and that's very much around the labor shortage that we're still trying to work our way through nationally.
Rising labor costs are one reason inflation has hit the restaurant sector and why it might take longer for those prices to fall, says Omer Sharif, president of Inflation Insights.
And those same tailwinds don't necessarily exist right now when you look at restaurant inflation.
On the flip side, higher wages overall are one reason Americans might feel a bit more comfortable splurging at restaurants. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
A lot of home building was put on hold during the pandemic, and it came roaring back last year. But when the Fed started raising rates, new construction got harder to finance, and housing starts and permits have mostly been coming down. Not ideal for a country with an affordable housing shortage. Later this morning, we'll learn just how much new construction got underway in March. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
As mortgage rates climbed to near 7% last year and home sales fell, the National Association of Home Builders Confidence Index tanked. But since the beginning of this year, it's been rising, says chief economist Robert Dietz.
The turning point is in view.
Dietz expects mortgage rates to stabilize around 6%, attracting buyers back into the market. But probably not first-time buyers with limited budgets. He says construction inflation has driven prices way up, so most new homes are only affordable for
older, wealthier, higher-income buyers.
Meanwhile, current homeowners want to hold on to their low mortgage rates, so they aren't putting their homes on the market. Zillow economist Jeff Tucker says that translates to
fewer commissions, less transactions, less income, and in the longer run, probably fewer jobs.
Real estate employment fell in March. Could be a statistical blip or the start of a sustained decline. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Bank earnings are rolling in this week. Charles Schwab and State Street both reported a drop in customer deposits. That's not a surprise. A lot of people moved their money to money market funds to get higher returns. One company that stands to benefit is Apple. It's offering a high-yield savings account with Goldman Sachs, offering yields that are way higher than the national average. Apple stock is up slightly in pre-market trading.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Inflation gets you in life and in death. Cremation is getting more popular. It can be cheaper and easier and apparently more creative. There's a growing market for ways to store or send off someone's ashes. You can apparently turn them into jewelry or explode them in a fireworks display. Ali Budner has more on how funeral homes are adapting.
The first cremation in Barbara Kemis's family was 26 years ago when her brother died in a college accident.
We truly did not own grave space for a 20-year-old person. It was sudden and horrible, and the funeral director was the one who suggested cremation to us.
Now, Kemis leads the Cremation Association of North America. She says the cremation rate is almost 60% and surpasses that of traditional casket burials. One reason?
Cremation typically costs a little bit less than burial.
Sometimes thousands of dollars less. But this shift has caused a kind of reckoning for the funeral industry.
We have had to adapt.
Jack Mitchell is president of the National Funeral Directors Association and also directs a funeral home in Baltimore.
It used to take more of our man hours to prepare for a viewing with embalming and dressing and cosmetics, and then to have staff there to oversee when a visitation was going on.
People were paying him to direct church funerals.
That's happening less and less now, and so that has caused a decrease in income.
So funeral directors like him are pivoting. More than a third now have their own crematoriums, and they're offering new ways to store cremated remains, or cremains. And we're not just talking about urns here. Loved ones want options.
They don't want the remains of their loved ones just sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Caitlin Hauke is with the Green Burial Council.
With the potential to get forgotten or lost or donated or something like that.
In other words, grandma's urn accidentally ending up in the pile of things you send to Goodwill. Oops. Hauke says funeral entrepreneurs have a few more ideas these days.
So there are things like getting ashes made into jewelry or to different types of objects.
Things like glass art, sculptures, diamonds, keychains, hunting bullets. You can even turn your loved one's ashes into a vinyl album or get them tattooed into your own skin. Of course, many people choose to scatter cremains in special places.
Disney World seems to be a really popular place for people to scatter ashes.
But, she adds, Disney World really doesn't want you to do that. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.